Today we're here with Sarah Hart, the communications coordinator for ASAP, the Appalachian Sustainable Agriculture Project, and she is going to tell us a little bit more about the upcoming virtual community-supported agricultural fair. And that's scheduled for March 10th?
Correct, from 4 to 6 p.m.
And can you tell us a little bit more about what we can expect this year?
Absolutely. So to start with, for those that may not know, Community Supported Agriculture, or CSAs as they're often called, is a chance to buy a share of a farm, essentially support a farmer by buying a share of their harvest at the beginning of the season. And then you get a weekly box of farm fresh produce throughout the growing season. And there are different types of CSAs. Most of them are produce, but these days we're seeing meat CSAs, flower CSAs. There's one involved in the fair that's a medicinal herb and culinary herb CSA. So lots of options out there to fit what you might be looking for.
That's great.
Our CSA fair is normally an event we host live every year. So this, like many things this year, we're learning to do it virtually this year. But the virtual event will have a similar format. It's an opportunity to meet local farmers face-to-face in a very informal setting and ask questions about their CSAs. Maybe you want to know more about their growing practices or how much they can tell you about what it would be in the box every week, what types of vegetables that they grow. So these are all a chance to be able to ask this from the farmer directly, or even just sort of learn more about CSAs or get to know a few farmers. So we're going to host it over Zoom, and each farmer will be in a breakout room. So you'll have sort of in small groups some time to be able to ask questions from specific farmers.
Okay.
And it's free, but you do have to go to ASAP's website and sign up to get the Zoom link.
That's awesome. Great. So you mentioned a couple types of CSAs that will be there. What more can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we have 11 farms confirmed right now. We may be adding one more. Well, I guess we could add more, but right now we think we might be adding one more before the farm itself. So we have a good mix of produce farms, as well as, like I said, we have two meat farms involved, a flower farm, and also just a good mix of very experienced older farms, as well as some brand new farms. That's a really exciting thing. We've got some farms that have never participated in the fair before.
Awesome.
There is an updated list on our website.
Awesome. Cool. So I just want to divert one second from the fair, so that you could take the chance to maybe explain, to listeners who don't know, what ASAP is and what you guys do in the community.
ASAP, our tagline is local food, strong farms, healthy communities, and that really gets at kind of the many-pronged approach of ASAP. We exist both to support farmers and farmers markets, and we do that through training, through marketing materials, through, you know, everything from buying bulk materials so that farmers can get those at the bulk prices, to we just hosted our Business of Farming conference, which was 3 days of virtual workshops this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also work in the community to build up that desire for an education about local food. So that's the CSA fair is obviously part of that, so that the community can learn more about CSAs. Some of it's educational and some of it's fun. We usually host an annual farm tour to get the community excited about and out visiting farms. That was canceled in 2020, and it's looking like it's going to be canceled again in 2021 because mm-hmm. we're just not quite going to be there yet this summer.
Yeah.
But looking forward to Farm Tour 2022. We should be back at that. ASAP manages normally two farmers markets. This year, just one farmers market in the community, but we also give support to farmers markets, about 100 different farmers markets throughout our Appalachian grown region, which is Western North Carolina, as well as bordering counties in Virginia, Tennessee, Georgia, and South Carolina.
Oh, wow.
So that's right now we have the ASAP Farmers Market at AB Tech. We moved there because it gave us the space to have a farmers market that could still be socially distant and have enough space for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But normally we would manage the Asheville City Market downtown and Asheville City Market South at Biltmore Park Town Square.
Cool.
So expect us back in those locations someday.
Looking forward
and then
to it.
We also work in, we both worked a school program called Growing Minds, and they go in and educate, give kids experience about local food, and that could be everything from getting local food into the cafeterias to helping to build school gardens to offering lesson plans and activities for teachers and educators. So that's sort of part of our building healthy, all of the, I guess all of this is sort of wrapped into building healthy communities. We also work with a lot of more and more healthcare providers around the ways that local food and shopping at farmers markets all push us to eat more vegetables, which all gets us to be healthier. So that's becoming a big part of our work as well.
That's awesome. That's great. So I know you mentioned this, but could you mention one more time how people could register and find updates and I see get a free CSA guide?
Yeah, so asapconnections.org, ASAP connections with an S.org is our website. And right from that homepage of the website, you should be able to click through to find out more about CSAs. So our CSA guide is a free print publication that we put out every year, but we are making it available digitally through like a little flip book. So you can read it online just the same way you would be reading it if you had the print publication. So you can get that on our website, as well as click the link to sign up for the Zoom CSA fair, so that you will send you that link once you've done that.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. And it's completely free, you said?
Completely free to attend, and there's no pressure to buy a CSA or commit to making a purchase from a farm while you're there. This is purely educational, but if you want to go ahead and get your CSA, it's a great opportunity to go ahead and do that. And we did see at the start of the pandemic last year, there was a huge rush in popularity on CSAs, and a lot of farms were selling out pretty much as soon as everybody got scared that the grocery stores were shutting down. So we don't know if it was going to be quite that same frenzy this year, but we definitely recommend if you're interested in signing up for a CSA, now is the time to do it, not waiting until the season actually gets going.
Makes sense. Well, that's about all I have. Do you have anything else you want to say about the fair?
No, I think that's great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thank you, Sarah. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.